Now, let's move on because I'm joined in studio now by a very, very busy man who is facing into, I'd say, probably the busiest week of his working year, but he has taken time out to chat to us about Listowel Writers Week, and he is the first ever professional curator of Listowel Writers Week, Stephen Connolly. Stephen, you're welcome.
Thank you very much for having me in the studio.
You're looking remarkably relaxed for a fellow who's up to 90, I'd imagine.
I tell you what, it feels as if a wave that has been coming close to the shore has kind of passed, and I'm just
floating,
riding it in for those last few days.
You must be excited, though. I mean, this is your first Writers' Week and at the helm.
I tell you what, I am so excited to see the people who are going to be arriving into Listowel over the next few days. You know, I've spent a lot of time, more time than is probably healthy or reasonable, looking at the photos of all the writers who are in the programme this year. And it's just going to be wonderful to see those people in real life around the town for the next few days.
I'm in awe of some of the people you have on the list because I've just finished reading Strange Sally Diamond. Mm. Easily the best book I've read in years. I just couldn't put it down. Like, the housework was neglected. Everything was neglected. And you've got Liz Nugent coming.
You know, I am so delighted that Liz is going to be coming to Listowel. It was touch and go, I have to say, because I guess you might know that the Hay Festival in Wales happens at around the same time. And Liz was... obviously, she's been the biggest selling Irish author of the year, so she was in demand for the Hay Festival, but she was able to work her schedule around so that she could get a flight directly into Kerry, and yeah, I'm delighted that Liz is going to be at the festival on the Saturday.
Yeah, it's one of a number of big names coming, but I'll come back to that in a minute. But just first of all, that accent, I'm trying to place it. Where are you from originally, Stephen?
I've been telling people that I'm from Fanoog, about 4 miles outside the Listowel, but... Nobody's buying that. I'm from Belfast. I grew up just outside Belfast and have kind of lived and worked there for most of my life.
And did you have any connection with Kerry before you got the gig?
You know, when I arrived into the airport for the first time, I saw some photos framed on the walls where there was a horse in a pub with a pint in front of it and a chicken smoking a cigarette. And if I didn't have any family connections or any working connections or anything like that, I certainly thought this is a place that I'll get on just fine.
I'll settle in fine here. They all seem a bit cracked, yeah. and your own background then is in the arts, I presume?
Yes. So I realised when I was putting together my application for this job that I must have done over the last, realistically, the last 20 years, I must have done some part or every part individually that might go into putting a festival together. So I studied English at Queen's in Belfast, and while I was there, I started running. But before I was there, even, I started running poetry events when I was a teenager, and I kind of threw myself in head first, and I ran kind of a lot of the student activities there. I ran a lot of writing events, workshops, and kind of as I moved through that system, I taught for a while. I taught undergrads at Queen's in the Seamus Heaney Centre. I taught poetry, and I worked for No Alibis, which is kind of a Belfast institution. It's an independent bookshop and publisher, and I was a bookseller for them. I organised a lot of events and helped out. You know, I shifted a lot of chairs, you know, checked a lot of tickets on the door and that kind of thing. I was also kind of a graphic designer for their publishing house. I have run a sort of small press poetry publishing thing for about 10 years now called The Lifeboat. So I've done, I'd say, a fair bit. And I you know, in... occasionally, I'll write things too, and that's kind of taken me to various places around the world for various festivals in America and India, across Europe. So,
So you've been involved in all aspects of the arts and seen it from different perspectives. Of course, you're as I said in the introduction, you're the first ever professional curator of Listowel Writers' Week, and you're coming to the role at a time when the festival is in a great period of change, and there has been a lot of acrimony in the background over the last year. We can't gloss over that.
Of course.
It's the elephant in the room. How has that been difficult for you because it's your first year, or has it been in a way easier for you because you're not from the town and you're coming in with a clean sheet, so to speak?
So the thing that people, I think almost everybody I talked to, the thing that people said to me when I was arriving, into the job as much as into the town, people said in a very solemn voice, there are going to be hurdles along the way. I'm a runner, and the event that I like the most is the steeplechase. So hurdles to me are something that are to be embraced, to be enjoyed. I can't pretend that it hasn't been challenging. I can't pretend that it's an easy thing to walk into a town where you don't know anybody at all, and to have. Really, to have a very limited understanding of what has gone on before. You know, words like acrimony, words like controversy. I had a very strong sense from the start that there was probably a lot of hurt. The fortunate thing for me on a personal level, otherwise it, you know, that it probably would have broken me, to have that kind of atmosphere around what you're doing. The good thing was, again, that I didn't know anybody.
Any of the personalities involved.
And,
yeah.
You know, what has been kind of incredible. So I spent, now just to give a plug for one of the things in the programme, there is a fantastic bar on Church Street called Flanagan's, and on a Tuesday night and a Sunday night they have a bit of an impromptu session. The thing that has been kind of incredible for me on a personal level has been when somebody says, "Sorry, are you new here? I don't know who you are." Because for the first few weeks, a lot of people, and I was really keen to engage with as many people as possible, but there were a lot of people who, just had thought that they knew who I was, knew what I was about. So it's been kind of a really good thing that there are a lot of people in the town who have no idea who I am,
okay,
what my job is.
And you've been welcomed?
Oh, very much so, much so.
And do you feel that any of the negativity around the acrimony and what happened before, is that still there as we head into this year's festival, or is the vibe very much positive?
What I'll say is that perhaps I've been a little bit shielded from it for one reason or another. And I've been really keen to engage and talk to anybody about any aspect of it. Nobody has said anything to me directly or personally.
But do you feel there's excitement in the town?
Oh, there's definitely. You know, what's been really incredible has been the number of shop fronts that have their displays up, and just walking up and down the streets and seeing a sense of pride in the town, that people are, that it's having for the first time a real understanding of what the prestige and the history really means on a practical day-to-day level.
Okay.
And seeing old festival programmes, seeing books in the windows, seeing these yellow and black colours, seeing them kind of standing out, it's been wonderful.
So the vibe is good.
The vibe is very good.
And there's just a couple of things that I picked out of the programme that I'm really, mm-hmm, that I think are sound great. You've got Stephen Ray, the actor, coming.
We do indeed. That's something that that's something I'm very excited for. I got a kind of a frantic phone call about 20 minutes ago, saying that it had been announced on Radio Kerry that Stephen Ray was winning the Seamus Heaney Award. But it's it's the John B. Keane Lifetime Achievement Award. And it's going to be presented to Stephen by Seamus O'Hara, who will probably be familiar to some of the listeners as Turlock in An Irish Goodbye, which won an Oscar. It won a BAFTA and an IFTA all in the 1 year.
That's why Stephen is coming. He's getting a lifetime achievement.
He is, but, and if you're listening, Stephen, hello. he's also, we can't just have him turn up and not share his talents with us.
Absolutely.
So the following evening, he's going to be performing Book 6 of the Aeneid, of the Virgil poem, with Neil Martin, the kind of distinguished cellist. So that's going to be in the ballroom of the Listowel Arms Hotel.
And you have, I already mentioned Liz Nugent, and you've the wonderful Paul Brady coming too.
I know. So this is the one that really gives me goosebumps, because during the pandemic, I think maybe it must have been about March 2020 when things were just starting to get very troubling. I tried to learn Arthur McBride on guitar, and that's not the easiest song in the world to play. But on Paul Brady's website, there is there's a tab as written by Paul himself, and he has a guest book on his website. And I realised late one night, probably after a lockdown drink or two, that Paul Brady himself would reply to comments left on the guest book. So I left.
So you chanced your arm.
So I chanced my arm and just thought, I thought, wouldn't it be class if I'm sitting here, in a flat that I can't leave in Belfast? Wouldn't it be great if I get a little reply back from Paul Brady? And I said, Paul, thank you so much for putting this tab, the guitar tab, on your website. This has been a great way to spend some time locked down. Thank you again. And he replied, and I was so excited about this. He replied and said, thanks, Stephen. I'm using the time to write my memoir. And I had no idea that, 3 years later, he would be coming to talk about that exact book at a festival that I had no idea I was going to be involved in.
There you go.
So that's been very exciting.
Very exciting. And just a couple of things that I'm going to mention to listeners, but do log on, listeners, and see for yourselves, because there's something for everybody, even though I know that's a cliche. Paul Galvin, the footballer, will be launching his book Threads, which I can't wait to read. There's also a gathering of people called Kevin in a bar, which sounds good. If you're called Kevin, that could be good crack. There's a guy called Michael O'Connor who's showing off his collection of movie posters.
That's
it. Is that right? So that's going to be really interesting as well.
I'm going to help Aidan O'Connor in Mike the Pies to hang that exhibition this evening. That is a fascinating story because he collected posters. He ran the pub, and at some point he spent less and less time in public and spent a lot of time on his own above the pub. And after he passed away, his family discovered this pristine library, a collection of opera records, but something that he'd been doing for several decades was collecting and writing to movie production companies and to theatre companies and asking for original posters. He donated 2,800 original posters from various cultural institutions across Europe, and we're not talking, the Disney's The Lion King. We're kind of talking these
art house
kind of things, and operas and exhibitions from all around Europe. And that was one of the first things that I discovered. I say discovered, that I was told about when I arrived. And I couldn't believe that something that was of such local interest was also of national importance and of international significance. And for me, that became kind of a talisman of what the festival itself was. This is very much a Listowel festival, but it's of national importance, and I hope I've been able to bring an international aspect to it.
Sounds like you have. Well, listen, I know the official opening takes place on Wednesday night in the Listowel, this Wednesday, isn't it, in the Listowel Arms, as always. unfortunately, we've got to wrap up because we've gone way over time. But look, Stephen, the best of luck. Congratulations on the appointment. The best of luck. Best foot forward. And I'm sure it'll be a huge success, as the Stolreiters Week always is. And thank you for popping in on a hectic week to have a chat.
Oh, my yogurt.
We'll take a break, folks. We will.